Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sarah, Alana and Neve with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the LNP have announced plans to expand its adult crime, adult time laws when Parliament sits this week. If passed, the addition of 12 new offences will bring the total number of offences covered by the legislation to 45. Chris Afuli says the changes are part of a broader push to improve community safety. The new offences include assault causing bodily harm, conspiring to murder, unlawful stalking or harassment, administering poison with intent to harm, aiding suicide and riot. Youth Justice Minister Laura Gerber says although some of the new offences are not prevalent in youth crime, they will be included in the expansion of adult time, adult crime laws. Gerber stated that the LNP are acting on the advice from an expert legal panel which took into account the measure of harm caused by these offences and recommended that these charges be included in the legislation.
A petition to change the flag of the City of Brisbane has been lodged. Critics describe the current flag as outdated and obscure. Adopted in 1947, the flag reflects military history with features of nautical knots, stars and serpents. Alternative design proposals include a snake symbolising the Maywa, Brisbane River. Brisbane City Council's Finance and City Governance Committee argues that redesigning the flag and coat of arms would impose unnecessary costs on ratepayers. A public review has been requested to create a new design that better reflects the city's environment, Indigenous history, and modern community. In national news, Australia is facing a growing e-waste crisis, with projections showing the nation could generate more than 657,000 tons of electronic waste each year, the equivalent weight of 12 Sydney Harbour bridges. In response, Australian electronic music group The Avalanches, in collaboration with telecommunications company Telstra, have created a new musical synthesizer made from 80% repurposed e-waste, including old gaming consoles and mobile phones. These items require special recycling and disposal because they contain hazardous materials that can harm the environment if improperly handled. So, the initiative aims to inspire Australians to recycle and repurpose electronics instead of sending them to landfill.
Prime Minister Albany Anthonese has issued a statement on X saying Australia stands with the brave people of Iran in their struggle against oppression. The statement does not mention the bombings or attacks specifically, but affirms general support for the US and Israel, stating, "We support the United States acting to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and to prevent Iran continuing to threaten international peace and security." Further saying that Iran's nuclear program has been a long recognized threat. Albanese urged Australians to check the TravelSafe website and continue to recommend against travelling to Iran, further stating, "Our ability to provide consular assistance in Iran is extremely limited."
In international news, Dubai International Airport has been damaged as Iran strikes major Gulf travel hubs in retaliatory attacks. Passengers were evacuated from the airport on Sunday, with the airport's media office reporting 4 staff had been injured. The attacks have caused travel chaos, with flights in and out of airports in Tel Aviv, Dubai, Doha and Abu Dhabi suspended. They are some of the busiest international airports in the world, with the Australian government saying at least 115,000 Australians remain in the region and that they should be prepared for serious disruptions, as there is little the government can do to help those stranded. According to the US Central Command, airports in Kuwait, Erbil have also been struck, along with the Port of Dubai, Fairmont Palm Hotel and residential areas in Tel Aviv and Qatar. This is a part of a plan to shake the Gulf region's image of safety and stability and threaten the Strait of Hormuz, the world's most important oil choke point, vital to global economic stability. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.5, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.